women. Yeah, just women running things.
Item D2.
Okay, Annette Stone will make the staff report.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. Well, this is the culmination of about several months. It started back in November with staff from the county and Chapel Hill and Carver meeting and revamping an application and hoping to provide the Human Services Advisory Commissions for Chapel Hill and Carver with information in a way that was understandable, so that, you know, it started way back in that time frame. With the applicants submitting, we had about 50 applicants, nonprofits submitting for funds. And
can I interrupt a second?
Because
this was a little confusing to me in the abstract, because we've never before, that I can recall, had reference to Chapel Hill's process when we've reviewed this. Did we have some collaboration with Chapel Hill this year on this?
Oh, they always, my understanding, the 2 years that I've done this, Chapel Hill and Carver sit together.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
They even did it back when I was.
Yeah, so for years I've sat there and never once.
They hear the applicants
talk
about the projects, and then they go and make their separate decisions.
Right.
So just that's how it works.
It's a lot easier on the applicants.
Yeah, for sure.
So speaking of the Human Services Commission, two of our commission members are here this evening. I'd like to recognize Seth May and Daniel Gallman, who sat through several weeks of listening to applicants and nonprofits try to, in a little teeny time frame, 7 minutes, you know, talk about their year's work and why this funding is important. This year, you have in front of you a spreadsheet of all the agencies that have applied. The total funding amount requested was $244,000, $951. The amount of money that the town had available was $151,000 and $151,740, which is a 4% increase over last year's funding. So the town continues, and under the town manager's leadership, to grow that and provide those services. I will note that two things about the resolution in front of you. I think you have a corrected resolution in front of you. One, let me say that the whereas, where it says it's 7% increase, it's a 4% increase. So if you'll make that note on your resolution, and also from what was in your agenda packet, section one, it refers to pending your approval of the 2012-2013 budget. So assuming you all pass that budget, then that's the amount that's allocated and ready for allocated for these agencies. I think that's all that I wanted to mention about that. You have the spreadsheet in front of you of what was received the prior year, what was requested by the agency, and then what was recommended. There were a few where maybe there wasn't as much funding. It was a difference in the funding recommendation, and so you've got a little note there kind of what was the Human mm-hmm. Services thinking on that, and we will communicate that back to the agency when we respond to them. So with that, I will open up for questions.
Comments. Lydia.
It looked like in many instances a little X on this column meant they got a little more than they got last year.
So. Well, no, what the X meant at the time was there was a lot of discussion about that particular organization. It was that was to go back if we needed places where we needed to cut or add, or it was, you know, to remind us that that was one place to go back to.
Okay.
So
okay.
That just got left in the spreadsheet and printed in there. So.
Anyone else? Michelle?
I just wanted to also thank all the, I mean, two of you here. So thank you for your service on the advisory board. It's a lot of work and a lot of time, and I really appreciate the folks who volunteer to support nonprofits in this way. And also, almost all of the nonprofits spoke about how necessary and important and appreciative they are of the out-of-agency funding, and we had a tough job. And we're able to fund most of them, at least at the level that we did last year, or a little bit more. And some that we didn't fund, was the reason was because they weren't serving folks in Carver, or there are little notes here about it. So mm-hmm. It's a really good process. Thanks for leading it, Annette. And I had two questions. One is, I can't remember if this fund's going to increase next year. Is there another increase in the for 2012-2013 fiscal year?
The funding that you have before you is for 12-13, and it's a 4% increase over 11-12.
Okay, I was thinking this year, calendar year. Got it. And the anti-discrimination policy, can you tell us, remind us, because we had emails back and forth about that, including LGBTQ folks, and has every agency that was in, been informed
that's going to be in the contract? Yes, they've been informed, and in the contract that they signed for funding, it will have the exact language that we have in all of our policies. Okay. So when they sign and say that they're accepting this money, that is part of the contract.
Okay, awesome.
Anyone else? Can I have the motion for the modified resolution stipulating 4% increase rather than 7?
Second.
Okay, moved by Alderman Getz, seconded by Alderman Jack.
Randy moved it.
I guess you sound the same from here.
Moved by
Alderman Hagan O'Donnell, seconded by Alderman Johnson. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimously. Before we move on, I just want to particularly thank the town manager for recognizing the importance of the aid to agencies and finding a way to increase the budget for this year, because I know it's sorely needed, and it's very gratifying for us to be able to do that. So thank you. And thank you, Annette.
Can I just real quickly say and thank Holly Holland, my assistant in my office. She does a tremendous amount of this work of it, taking these applications in and filing and sorting them and scheduling and ordering food and doing all the things she does. She does a huge amount of this work, so I thank her for that.
Thanks, Holly.
Great.